Great to be here.
You've been, of course, into local basketball, not just this year, but over the last few years since you've returned from the mainland. How you find it? You've been mixed up with the NWBU arrangements.
Had a few hats on this year. The state junior stuff, though it's my day job, and then the Burnie Tigers and NWBU, and coached a very, very young Burnie group this year with a couple of experienced players. We won't call them veterans just yet, and Joe Chilcott and Brad Simpson, both Thunder players. And it's been a really enjoyable year to do that, to coach a team over the course of a season where when you're with the junior programs, it's more development on a daily basis, and you coach at national junior championships for a week. So it was a good balance for me this year, and it's been a fun year.
Coaching runs through your veins, and you did mention about the Northwest Thunder having a good year under new coach Nick Haywood in the NBL 1.
Yeah, Nick's doing an awesome job. He's got a great bunch of local guys who are very committed to the brand of the Thunder. You know, they've grown up with it, had a couple of guys come in, but they're basically indoctrinated into the Northwest Coast now in Brad Simpson and Paul Campbell, and Nick has brought his own flavour and the way he goes about it, and it's been fun to watch.
And a bit of success too for the Burnie Tigers. Unfortunately, the men didn't go, but it was Ulverston that took out the NWBU Premiership, but also in the women's competition, it was a great season for the Burnie girls.
Well, it's been a long time between drinks too for the Burnie girls, and Jason Baker, young coach that's heavily involved in their junior programs as well, led that group, and I know they were very, very happy. And having Keely Froling and Mariah Payne in that group who are very committed to their basketball, and along with a group of younger players, they have a nice bright future. I'm sure Keely will probably move on after NBL 1 season with the Tornadoes. She's just signed a new contract in Sydney to play under Shane Hill. So I'm sure the Torns would love to have her back, and Burnie would, but realistically that's probably a little unknown now.
As a whole, NWBU basketball, well patronised this year. There's some good crowds to a lot of the games, and particularly in the finals.
Yeah, I think it just keeps on giving, the NWBU. When you think it's having a little bit of a down period, or it's not where it maybe was 10 years ago, it'll pop up, and we had great attendance over and above, I felt, attendance for the finals. Throughout the course of the year, you had your rivalries that, Somerset and Burnie, who are close together, won both of us outside the four, and we played to a full stadium in the middle of winter on a Tuesday night. So it keeps on giving.
Well, I know you're looking forward to be assistant coach of the newly formed franchise, the Jack Jumpers.
Exciting, I think, for all Tasmanians, basketball, all, just sports people, because at the end, the NBL is, it is a sport and it's a full-time profession, but it is entertainment industry also. And I'm sure there'll be many Northwest Coasters will be travelling south to the new reformed deck, or My State Bank Arena.
That's what we've had, a commercial name change in the last few weeks.
And just the small changes so far and some of the graphics we've seen makes it even more exciting. So I think people will travel far and wide to see that. And, if you're heading south to watch your new team, the Jack Jumpers, along with the great players that are in the NBL right now, it's exciting for Tasmanian basketball.
It's fair to say, Mark, that Tasmanians love their sport, but they love their basketball, don't they?
They do. Our NBL 1 teams right now are doing really well. I think the Northwest Thunder sitting maybe on top.
Top of the ladder.
Yeah, top of the ladder. And Hobart are always in the mix, in playoff time. The Tornadoes are doing really well, and that's a really positive, outcome for what is a very difficult market. The NBL 1 market's, it's tough to be good in that. You think it's just the next stage. It's very difficult to be a good basketball player and a good team in the NBL 1. It's very, very competitive.
And sustain it.
And sustain it. And our teams have consistently, been highly competitive. They've won titles, over the last 10 years. Hobart's been really strong. It's in a good spot.
For you, this is nothing unknown.
No, I think the NBL 1 will just get stronger and stronger with the NBL team coming here, because what happens, and we see it with the Melbourne teams in the NBL 1 South competition, that NBL finishes and then those players filter back in. Well, what's going to happen now we have our own team is they'll filter back into those teams as well. So the Chargers and the Thunder will be the beneficiaries of...
Win-win scenario.
Definitely, and it'll make the Tasmanian team stronger, and we'll stay on top of our Victorian counterparts.
We had Casino City, the defunct Casino City back in the early 80s. Remember that? I think that was in the competition, what, for 3 years? Won a flag in the NBL competition back in 1981. The Hobart Devils, before that, folded in 1996. So fingers crossed for the Jack Jumpers.
Yeah, I think it's a very different landscape now. It's the sport has come a long way since then. And, you know, state government and Larry Kesselman have made a massive investment in that precinct, not just as a basketball team, but an entertainment precinct for all Tasmanians, you know, to utilise. So this team's not going anywhere. It's right from day one. It's been done very professionally. Scott Roth's doing an outstanding job of connecting the state as the head coach, especially being someone he spent a year in Perth. He's an American, so this is all foreign to him. He's done an excellent job, you know, connecting the state with the bloodlines concept of former basketball people, male and female, not just NBL people that were involved with the NBL in the past, but people that have contributed strongly to Tasmanian basketball. So the bloodlines has been a great concept, and that'll continue to grow. And I know Saturday night he was watching the Tornadoes in Launceston, you know, supporting the coaches there, and he's made a connection with all the NBL One coaches. As the saying goes, this is a team for all Tasmanians. We love our sport. I mean, in the Northwest Coast, where we've grown up, Lee, and across all sports, we're just very passionate. You know, mate, no, there's not much else to do, let's be honest. So people come out in the middle of the week and watch their sport and watch their local identities, and they support people that come from overseas, and they make everybody welcome. And I think the whole state is like that. And I think that's the exciting part, that it's a Tasmanian team. Obviously, you're going to play the majority of games at the deck because of the facility, but it's a Tasmanian team. And I think that's what attracted me to want to be a part of it when I first talked to Scott about that position.
Well, I think the Northwest Coast loss is the Jack Jumpers' gain. So I wish you all the very best in the new role with Scott. Mark Radford, go well.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Lee.